Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Stepping Stones to Success by Horace D. Hitchcock, published in 1914. When it comes to human accomplishment, the power of will is the greatest power in the world. In fact, no person can determine the limits of any individual mind. Neither can they foretell the limits of human endeavor. The accomplishments of today would appear as positive impossibilities to those who lived ages ago. A safe maxim for the future thus might be, there is nothing that is impossible. The power of will is a force distinctly human, and involves that which cannot be fully understood or explained. Like electricity, we know its cause and effects, but we do not know exactly what it is. Thought power deals with the brain in activity, and it is a conscious power. In other words, will power. No normal person lives who does not have some will power. The common phrase, "I have no willpower," is a contradiction and an impossibility. Nothing is impossible to the person who can will. That is the only law of success, said Mirabeau, the French revolutionary. Success itself depends more on mental and moral qualities than on purely physical ones. Yet a healthy body is always conducive to a well-balanced mind, and forms a more adequate channel through which the functions of the willpower may operate. There is a brilliant aphorism that says, "Genius is the capacity for taking infinite pains," because in taking infinite pains, every genius exerts great willpower. Today, it is the little things that count. Little things carefully watched are the stepping stones to big things. The look of your eye, the manner in which you walk, the look on your face, all of these are little things, but they are important things where success is concerned, for all these things are considered when you seek a position to earn a livelihood. They are the outward signs of your inner character. In all things, it is your attention to the details that will do wonders in making success possible and permanent. Mentally, the will directs its energies through the functions of thinking, imagination, concentration, and memory. When each of these is cultivated and developed, as far as possible, the whole willpower becomes a mighty permanent force, which will drive ambition directly to any chosen goal. Few people have a perfectly balanced willpower, and in practically each one of us there are certain weak qualities. These weaknesses are caused by a lack of willpower due to the following states of mind. Number 1, lack of self-control. 2, the inability to make decisions. 3, lack of initiative, the most common weakness. 4. Inconstancy. 5. Lack of perseverance. And 6. Lack of reason. In some of these qualities, you are undoubtedly weak. To improve yourself, first study your own disposition carefully, your likes and dislikes, your personal characteristics. Know thyself. And remember that if you develop a strong willpower, you will be equipped with ample resources for the accomplishment of your ambitions. First in the category of willpower weaknesses, lack of self-control. This condition sometimes develops because one does not believe that there is a willpower, and that the conduct of everyday life is the result of circumstances, good luck and bad luck, etc. Other common examples of a lack of self-control include the bad habits of smoking, excessive eating, drinking, and other pleasures. To improve your self-control, resolve that your willpower is masterful and that your will shall be done. Throw out of your mind the idea that you are a victim of circumstance. Bear firmly in mind that you can get more of what you want through willpower. Remember that others are acquiring wealth, health, and happiness under such circumstances. And you too should have all these rightfully. All these belong also to you. Analyze your bad habits. Say to yourself, why do I do that? Am I really deriving lasting benefit from this indulgence? Try cutting out exactly one-third of your favorite bad habit for the next 10 days. Do this accurately and religiously. Don't try to banish a bad habit all at once. Such is almost impossible. Try it by degrees. Affirm that you have a willpower, and resolve to use it and make it master of all your actions. Next, we have the inability to make decisions. Many people know they should do some definite thing, yet put off doing it because of a lack of decision to do it. They find it easier not to do a certain thing than to do it, yet in their own conscience they would like to do it. To become more decisive, for the next 10 days, strive to make quicker decisions in the little routine matters that come to you each day. But don't hurry yourself in deciding very important matters, for the facility in so doing will come to you more naturally after you have practiced with the little things. Take care of the little things, and the big things will take care of themselves. Don't let anything drift. Resolve to make a decision one way or the other, and decide as quickly as possible. A great man who I know once said, "The most important decisions in my life have been offhand decisions." Try his plan for 10 days, in a systematic, earnest manner. Then note the improvement. Next up is lack of initiative. Of all willpower weaknesses, lack of initiative is the most common. It is that languid, indolent feeling which prompts the pitiable expression, "I can't." Men and women are tied down everywhere by a lack of initiative. They live on, day after day, in the same way, eking out a living, while the ones higher up are using less ability, but more initiative. And they are the ones who seem to be getting all the good things in life. To increase your initiative, resolve that you are as good as anyone else, that you are endowed with a willpower, which, when properly applied, should bring you a fair share of wealth, health, and happiness. Resolve to use your willpower. Call on no one to help you, as what you actually accomplish will depend solely on yourself. Others may simply suggest and guide, and you may, or may not, profit through such suggestion and guidance. Begin by carefully analyzing your present conditions, opportunities, and ambitions. Study how others have succeeded in your own line of work. Form your own plans for improvement, then resolve to put them into effect. Don't merely wish. Make a definite plan, then follow it closely. And don't give up until that object has been accomplished. Do one thing at a time, and do that one thing well. Push ahead in this manner, with true earnestness, and you will soon note an astonishing, and at the same time inspiring, changing your whole life. Our next weakness is inconstancy. This condition applies to those who make considerable headway in a given line, then suddenly switch into another channel, and do the same with this second undertaking, and so on with many different things throughout a lifetime. They never do one thing well. but nevertheless are endowed with considerable initiative, which they apply to continually changing their kinds of work. To eliminate this weakness, cultivate the determination to finish a given project once it has been commenced. Before making a beginning in anything, look ahead to a possible finish, then study carefully the way in between. Resolve to reach the end before abandoning the project. This does not mean, of course, to confine all work to one particular line of endeavor. There should be variations of pastimes, pleasures, relaxations, etc. But your life work should be continued logically and consistently without permanent break, each step a little higher, so that the end of each week or month will find you further progress toward your desired goal. Now let us talk of lack of perseverance, which is the lack of energy or willpower to continue. It establishes itself in those who continue along a certain line for a while, then give up due to a lack of willpower to continue, like a storage battery in which the electrical charge has been exhausted. Determination has run down, and the willpower has become nil. Here's how to overcome this weakness. With the first slowing down tendency, what's commonly done is to look forward to the ultimate stop. Make it a point to bear in mind that you will not stop, and that the goal can be reached by a continuation of the same effort that preceded the temporary slack. Renew your willpower by saying, "I will continue, and I will do it." Bring new determination to bear for the accomplishment of your purpose. Lastly, we have lack of reason. In many cases, this develops into a kind of insanity, while in other people it manifests as bad temper or a headstrong attitude. No person has ever achieved success who had either of these qualities predominating. Important affairs in business, as well as home life, are injured and many times completely ruined by an uncontrollable temper and obstinacy. To improve in this regard, make all decisions carefully and only when in a calm state of mind. If you are troubled with a quick temper, are apt to say things in a fit of anger that you afterward deeply regret, try this simple rule. Count from 1 to 10, and then backward from 10 to 1. This will temporarily throw your mind into a new channel, and by persistent practice will break the temper habit permanently. In addition, recall, if possible, past experiences, for this in itself will prove a helpful check on your temper. So to sum up, remember again that with a mighty will, properly conserved and directed, practically nothing can stand in your way. It is stronger than physical force, because behind every physical act there is willpower. And behind intelligence, knowledge, culture, and everything brought into the conscious mind, there is also willpower. For it is the power of the will that makes all these possible. The greater the willpower, the greater your success.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.